The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Coming to you live from a very cool corner of Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show with Sam Platts, Diana Hong, and Kareem Daniels there. And now, a man who does things because he can. Here's Nate.
Hey everybody, welcome to Friday, the Friday episode of the Nate Darling Show. Kareem, again, off. He's on the East Coast. Tended to some stuff. He'll be back next week. Joining us again, Christiana.
Woo!
Welcome.
Thanks. Hey, girl.
I did a sense. Sand did.
I'm still here. I might disappear again, though. So enjoy it while it happens.
It's good to have you back, even
it's good
for
to
a limited
be here.
Even
like
for
it.
A limited time.
I've missed the sound of my voice. Almost as much as I've missed the sound of all of yours.
Isn't it wonderful hearing your own voice just echoing in your head?
That's brilliant.
I think
I sound amazing. Not as good as you.
You have a really good voice.
You rock the radio thing, man. That's good.
Nope.
Except when you yell into the
good.
Microphone.
Yeah, you yell, but it's okay.
I'm easily excited.
It's true. Coming up on the show today, Snoop Dogg creating a new series, and I'm interested. We'll talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who, Julianne Hough, who had a little unfortunate incident back at Halloween, says she's learned her lesson. Has she? Maybe. And bus drivers get into a fight. Bus driver fight. Got all those things coming up. But first, Sam, what you got going on this weekend? Did you do anything good?
You know, well, my desire last weekend of starting up my motorcycle and taking that for a ride was postponed because I foolishly forgot the grandiose event that is my grandmother's 80th birthday.
You forgot your grandma's birthday?
Don't you live with her?
Go to hell, bitch!
Whoa.
No, this is the worst part about it, is no one told me any. I didn't have any invites.
Like
all my siblings had
the
invites. Everyone had the invites. I didn't get no invites.
Because you live with
you
her.
You live there.
That's what I'm saying. That was an injustice. No. You want to talk about social injustice?
You're
talk
the one that
should
have planned a party.
It's true.
Hey, yeah, no, dude. I treated my grandma right on her birthday.
Where was the party?
The party was
at the house.
Well, no, there were two events.
Okay.
Three events.
Sure. One of them was at the house that he was at. That's how he knew about
the
it.
The cousins and the aunts and uncles came on the weekend, and the ladies went out to the Lindy Lane Tea House for a tea party.
Sure.
That's hella cute.
And all the men went to this barbecue place.
Okay.
And I didn't find out any details of that until about an hour before I was supposed to be there.
So did you get barbecue?
I did.
Okay.
Wait, I'm not understanding this. So it was a birthday party, but they were separate genders?
Yes, it started out with all the ladies at the tea house and the men at the barbecue house where my grandpa was taking care of that. And then we came back to my grandma's house where it got all decorated by my aunt and my mom. And then we had this big old like love fest for my grandma, then just partied hardy, and that's how it went.
So you're saying that this kept you from starting your motorcycle?
And I'm okay with that. but it did, and so that is that's my plan this weekend.
Okay, I see.
I hope to get in
I
that
see
garage,
where you're going with it now. Okay.
Grab that baby up and take it for a spinny, spin, spin.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good. Mm-hmm. Christiana, I know you're not a regular part of the show anymore, although who knows?
Keep emphasizing it.
Who
it's
knows
fine.
Who knows what the future holds? Diana could move to LA and the spot could open up.
Yeah.
Seem to be looking that
way. I need to move to a bigger place if we're going to add another microphone, though, because there's only so much floor
as
space
as long as
here.
I'm not giving up this couch spot that Christiana lost.
Oh my God, stop it.
Right.
That's the one thing keeping you from fame and fortune is the spot on the couch.
You know, yes, actually it is. That's the only spot I feel comfortable.
It's your safe cocoon.
What am I doing this weekend? Is that what you're going to ask?
Yeah, do you have anything fun planned?
It is the 48-hour comedy festival at the Sacramento Comedy Spot, and I will be performing with Lady Business Saturday night at 7 p.m.
Oh, so a little
earlier
than normal.
So if you see one show... We had our regular show was last week. I was out of town for my niece's birthday.
Okay.
She was 6.
Aww.
Good year.
So 72 years to go before she hits grandma's thing. So we'll have we had a regular Lady Business show.
And normally the Lady Business show is at 8 o'clock. This one
on
is
the
a
third. Yeah,
this
one's
special. A special time.
Special's part of the
7 p.m. tomorrow night. If you're listening on Friday.
Yep. And starting tonight, there'll be comedy The whole goddamn weekend.
There you go.
And glorious. Passes, I think, are like $30. It's super cheap. They do some fun, crazy shit various times. It's really a good weekend.
Yeah, so SacComedySpot.com if you're in the Sacramento area and want to look that up. Diana, anything fun for you?
I don't think so. I think I'm hoping to like...
see my show? Come on.
Is it Friday or Saturday?
Saturday. Saturday, 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. I'll put that on my calendar. Because my friend Kristen Frisk is featuring at Laughs. And Justin Lucas is hosting. I'm not familiar with the headliner, but those are two comics that I really respect and love. So I'm going to go...
I love how she's dropping names of like opening acts. Right. She's like, I don't know the headliner, but yo, I like
somebody afterwards.
The feature comic, she's dope. Mm-hmm.
The feature comic is like my soul sister. I love her so much. She's one of the she's part of the Real Housewives of Real Linda.
Mm-hmm.
And
by the way, when are you and the Real Housewives of Real Linda going on the kink.com
tour?
Well,
Steph and I are planning it. Should we just need to find out when everyone's free, because I also found an article with, and by article I mean BuzzFeed list, of all these free museums that Cheryl loves museums. So okay. I'm hoping to like we can do that in addition to that, then do some mics. So hopefully soon before I potentially move to LA, if anyone can find a job,
because
I will take anything. Once again, shameless plug.
I need, and I cannot emphasize this enough, I need you to go on the kink.com tour, because I need to get your reaction to it. having been on the tour myself and seeing what goes on, I cannot wait for your reaction.
I don't want to guarantee anything, but I feel like there's probably going to be a lot of eye rolling going on that I'm not aware of. I feel like that's what my face is going to be
the
like.
Unaware.
And the resting, boring, bored face is not going to.
Well, not if you get Danielle as your tour guide, because
I'm
Danielle. She's a delight. She was a delight.
Danielle and I are going to be best friends.
She might even whip you if you volunteer in the right room.
You know, I feel like I should be open to try anything at this point.
Yeah, I think you should.
I think I will.
I wouldn't expect you to volunteer to get in the hole in the floor.
I'm sorry, what?
There's a hole in the floor with a cage.
To do what?
Do you just lay in there?
What are we talking about now?
Kink.com?
The tour there. It's at the San Francisco Armory.
You know what? I almost I went to this fucking stupid fundraiser in San Francisco, and it was an auction, and one of the things was a tour.
Of the Armory?
Of that.
Yes.
And I was like carefully, you know, strategizing. I was going to go in the last second and like put my bid down. And motherfuckers who apparently don't want to raise any money picked up that shit like 15 minutes early.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I looked at the price and was like, fuck that.
You sons of bitches. No, I didn't do that.
Yeah, well, and like I told you, they have a Groupon for that. I got the Groupon.
That's awesome.
Because normally it's $50 for two and the Groupon's 30 for two. So, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so here's the key, Diana. Volunteer early to get spanked. And that way you don't have to wait and volunteer to get put in the hole in the floor, because you would fit in that. Just saying.
Do they, like, creepy, why do they do that to you?
Well, it's a volunteer thing. They don't make you.
No, I know. Why would anyone want, what kind of fetish is that is what I'm asking.
Well, they'll explain all of that on the tour. It's explained very well.
Do I want to get spanked? I've never been spanked before.
Well, there you go.
It might be something I might enjoy.
What? You've never been spanked?
Not even by your mom?
Then your mom
like
does
as a
hate
bad.
You.
I mean, like literally in life ever.
I think like spanking and beatings are two different things.
They are.
Yeah. Never. Well, Korean people don't spank.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, oh, wow. That just got dark. Sorry.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know how dark we're allowed to get, but
there's an uncensored tag on the show, so you can get as dark as you want.
Okay. Good.
But I really cannot emphasize this enough. Your reaction would be priceless to me. Just because I sent you the photos of the paintings and your reaction via text was awesome.
I didn't know how to process that.
I almost sent them to Sam.
I'm so curious though.
Are you?
You gonna send them
about the tour?
Proper.
Let me see what I can do.
Well, I'll pull it up. I have it.
Do you? I'm sure I have it on my phone here somewhere too. But I have to scroll through a lot of cat pictures to get back there, because it was like a week ago.
I can't look away from my watching Diana right now. Her microphone keeps drifting. Like
you see, yeah, I think it's in kind
the
last
60 seconds she's had to reposition the mic. Right,
so I've been doing this in the last like two shows.
So that's one of
can tighten that.
That's one of the paintings that I took a photo of to send to Diana. So that's one.
That's a painting based off of a real photo.
Oh,
no, it's a painting based off of a video scene from one of their films.
See, that's how I interpret
okay.
it.
So,
did you show Christiana?
Yeah, why don't I get to see too?
It's a woman hogtied.
It looks uncomfortable.
Well,
with little nipple tuggers.
That's sure. the problem.
That's the tough part.
The other part is just a yoga pose.
Yeah,
and then
the yoga, but nip stuff is not yoga.
Mm-mm. Well, and here's just a larger lady tied to a chair. If you
I just don't see how any of that's
comfortable.
How come
they're going easy on the large lady?
That's so.
This all looks very strange.
Oh, hold on. The torture right? in this is there's someone buried underneath.
No.
What the fuck, Sam?
There's no torture happening there.
No, she's just tied to a chair.
She looks comfortable.
She's tied
actually.
To a chair enjoying herself.
Yeah.
She's enjoying the experience of being tied to a chair. So that's
mm-hmm.
what
it doesn't.
But here's they've got paintings like that all over the building. And on the top floor, the upper floor, there is a statue that was made by the founder of kink.com's mother of a naked lady, and then her son, to complete it, took the statue and wrapped it in ropes.
Oh,
just to complete
cute.
The motif. So, you know, everybody bonds with their mom in a different way.
Bonds.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I really don't know if I should go. Because I've only been to a porn store, a sex toy store twice. Twice. The first time I was 18.
Yes.
And I went with a friend because we were curious and we're like, we're 18, we can go in. And by we, I mean she was, and I just figured this is really bothering Sam. Oh, that's where you tie knit. That's what he said. She said. So I go in there, and then this lady. I don't know, nipple clamps. I go in there, and my friend, like, I'm uncomfortable. Like, I'm just really uncomfortable.
Sure.
And my friend's like looking at stuff, and this lady like just looks at me and starts laughing. And then she like gets her husband or her boyfriend, whatever, and like points and starts laughing again. She's like, "You look really uncomfortable." And I was like, "I am incredibly uncomfortable." And she's like, "Why? Nothing's wrong." She's like trying to like talk to me about all this stuff. I'm like, "Ma'am, I'm not here for me. I'm here to support. I am very uncomfortable right now."
By the way, if you go to Canada, where shops of that nature are much more common. On the main drag and everything. The clerks that work there are like clerks that work at any other store. You walk in, they're like, "Hey, what can I help you with today?" And people are just very cool with it. They're like, we're looking for some dildos.
Oh, it's like Good Vibrations in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Like the lady sex shop where it looks like a Gap inside.
Oh, yeah. They made fun of me for looking uncomfortable, too. That was the second sex shop I went into. And I was on crutches, and I couldn't run away. Now, and they're like, "There's a Hello Kitty small
of
vibrator.
Of course, Hello Kitty.
This, you know, this might be okay for you." And I was like, I'm really okay.
So let me make
talk
it very
about
clear.
Racism. If you right. the Hello Kitty at the Korean girl.
If you go on the tour of the Armory in San Francisco, they never have tours when they're actually filming porn. There's no, other than the paintings on the wall, there's no nudity anywhere. There's just lots of talk of the whole thing about the tour is you get to see the old building, which is kind of cool, and you get to see some of the sets, and the rest of it is basically pitching their website to you.
Right.
So it's you're not going to be walking in and go, "Oh, there's a lady suspended from her nipples."
See, here's the thing.
That's not going to happen.
I don't want to know, but I'm actually like kind of curious. So like I have a feeling that if I do go on,
situation.
Yeah, I'm kind of scared because I feel like when I do go on this tour, I'm going to like learn a lot and then my curiosity is going to get the best of me and I am going to go on their website and be like, "How does this actually work?"
Well, and here's the best part. When you get a good tour guide like Danielle, they encourage you to ask lots of questions. So when you're like, "Hey, how does that work?" You can raise your hand and go, "Hey, what goes
but
on
I'm
with
a visual
this?
Learner, which is the shitty thing.
Oh, they'll show you.
Oh. Oh.
This is why you have to go. And this is why I said bring the Real Housewives of Rio Linda with you for support.
I think it's
so that you don't
so
feel
much fun with them.
Yeah, exactly. So good. You got that going. My girlfriend's back in town. She's been gone for 2 weeks.
Aww.
So that's my plans for the weekend.
My girlfriend's back.
and you're gonna be in trouble. Hey la, Nate's girlfriend's back.
Okay.
I just want to clarify, I was the only one not singing that.
That's fine.
It's all right. You know what?
Why don't you join the chorus?
People in chairs like to sing. People on couches don't. So
that's because we're too comfortable.
Couches are for lazy folk who don't want to sing.
Oh, lazy. Something.
Okay with that. All right. Well, we love studies here because they make for good articles and weird conclusions.
Always, yeah.
But a new study just dropped some truth bombs about the risks of watching porn. That's right. It's actually good for us.
Huh.
Yeah, that's true. All of these years of hard work, the hard work jerks have not been for naught, friends. That's true. The results of a new study from scientists. That's right. Scientists at the University of California are saying that men who watch more porn have better sex lives. Why is that, you ask? I know you're wondering.
Why is that?
Because dudes who fap to porn are less likely to suffer from erectile dysfunction and have higher sex drives. But take it from the scientists. Researchers Nicole Prowse and James Faust recruited 280 men and asked them to meticulously record their porn viewing hours per week. The men who were straight, white, and mostly in their early 20s were asked to fill out questionnaires on their sexual desire and activity. The scientists found arousal rose to its highest level for men who watched more than 2 hours of porn per week. It also increased the amount the men wanted to be with their partners. See, those who watch no porn at all had an arousal score of just over 40. But for those who watched porn, it was more than 50. Quote, this pattern suggests that those who view more visual stimuli visual sexual stimuli, or VSS, are likely to have a higher sex drive. And that came out in the Journal of Sexual Medicine. Not unrelated to the Journal of Sexual Healing.
Oh, yeah.
So porn is good for you. They could have been a little bit more diverse than a bunch of white guys in their 20s.
Why are they even wasting time fucking studying this? Whatever. I'm done. Never mind.
They want to figure out.
Science.
Okay, this is like when Stanford put out the study that society was like getting dumber. And it's like the fact that Stanford even made that study shows that society is getting dumber. It's just useless shit that no one needs.
I think the people at Stanford just wanted to feel superior again, so they did that. They went, look, everybody who doesn't go to Stanford's getting dumber, duh.
Oh, that's what they're
playing. Yeah, they're dicks.
That game.
Stanford dicks. so, yeah, go ahead and watch porn. It's good for you. Now, if you're watching porn to the point where you don't want to be with somebody else, you might have a problem.
Yeah,
you should go talk to somebody about it. Maybe a priest, because they'll know about porn. All right. Hey Sam, have you ever taken a poo on a plane?
I have taken a poo on a plane.
The rest of our, I won't ask the ladies because it's a
no. I've shat on a plane. No, I haven't. Never mind.
What?
I've made my husband clean up my kid's shit on a plane.
Okay. See, I've done a bit. I had a joke once about how glorious it was to poop on a plane.
Yeah.
When you come to the realization that you're going 500 miles an hour.
It's thrilling.
And thus, the poo that's coming out of you is also going 500 miles an hour. It's wondrous.
Magic.
When you think about that.
It is wondrous.
It is. When you really stop and think about it, and not that you're in a tiny little room, just desperately trying to get through this before someone starts yanking on the door right. And going, sir, there's turbulence.
You're like, you bet there is.
That's right.
That was just my butthole.
Well, British Airways had a flight that was forced to land because of a smelly poo. Yeah, everybody smelt it, not just the one who dealt it. The flight was traveling to Dubai last week and instead,
like curry?
Instead returned to England when, quote, a smelly poo, Sam, in the toilet made continuing the final destination untenable. The cause of the unplanned landing was revealed.
Unplanned landing?
Yes, was revealed by a British politician who represents Potter's Bar Parkfield. I'm not going to attempt to pronounce his name because it's not a traditional British name, and I'm going to butcher it. He tweeted, insane, our BA flight to Dubai returned to Heathrow because of a smelly poo in the toilet.
Why we only fly Virgin.
15 hours until next flight, #BritishAirways. The decision to turn back came just 30 minutes into a 7-hour flight. British Airways said, "We're very sorry for the discomfort to our customers. We provided them with a hotel accommodation and rescheduled their flight to depart the next day." The airline declined to give further details on the incident, and the poo culprit remains unknown.
When it's like...
That's crazy.
But I...
My guess is they had Indian food for several days before going.
Did they investigate to make sure it was in fact poo? Like, what if there was a dead body?
Once you flush, I feel like it should just...
I know.
The door's closed.
It should, but apparently it didn't.
Like, I'm so curious.
Something vile this way comes.
Oh, my God. They need to find... Someone needs to get checked. I feel like someone should tell them.
That's at least make different dietary choices.
Hey, buddy,
choices.
That's not normal.
landed a plane.
It's not normal.
You made us turn around. You literally dropped a bomb on us.
Well, if they let us bring matches on the plane, I could have done the old burn the match trick.
Oh, shit. Yes. Those last two zingers, you guys.
God. That's why you do not want that seat in the back right next to the thing.
Oh, no.
Not only does it not recline.
No.
Every time somebody walks in or out of there.
Nope.
It's not worth it. That's any lower times. Price, nope. It's not worth it. Just pay the extra money.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Speaking of paying extra money, this is now a thing. Grown-ups are paying big bucks to attend a New York City adult preschool.
Because grown-ups can't afford their own preschool materials at home?
No. They're calling it getting in touch with your inner child. Brooklyn-based preschool mastermind.
Okay, I gave up on society. I'm sorry.
It is called a preschool-type experience for adults, Diana.
I can't eat Play-Doh at home.
I know. And so no one else judges me. You are an adult. You do that shit at home and no one else knows.
I can go buy my own guy. I can just drive to the store, buy whatever kind of Play-Doh or paste or both I want to eat.
And you can eat them in the comfort of your own home and your sweats.
They've got the little McDonald's French fry maker for Play-Doh, and it's like you're eating French fries, but it's Play-Doh.
This is where hipsters are leading us, just so you
know.
They
all look like that. I know, that's why it's like, embrace your inner child. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Like,
okay, so
really that
so
bored.
This is why the couch position is so great, is she gets to see everything. And I'm
that's
sitting
that's part
dark.
Of it.
I am basically the owl in... Winnie the Pooh.
I'm just going to come over there and I'm just going to wedge this ass between the two of you.
I'm going to
sit on your lap.
I'm thinking about trying to get
getting
an HDMI cable so that I can run the computer to the TV so that you can see.
I feel like
is that all you need? I could bring you, I have an extra one.
Oh, okay. Well, now
I don't feel comfortable sharing with the group when I fought so hard for this couch.
I thought it was for the comfy seat.
You know where you can get an HDMI cord.
Oh, on Amazon.
Yeah.
Really? They sell those on Amazon? Oh, I thought they only did books and Kindle things.
That's where they started, but now they sell almost everything, Sam. If you're going to go shopping for something on Amazon, please go to our website first. It's NateDarlingShow.com. Click that Shop Amazon tab. It helps support the show. It doesn't cost you anything extra, and we do appreciate all that you do for us. So.
And I was just kidding about not knowing. As a matter of fact, I'd like to point out you can also buy auto parts specific to your make and model of vehicle, because I did that recently, and it was excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Free two-day shipping.
You can buy almost everything. Ted, who used to co-host the show, bought cat litter. Yeah. So he made the FedEx guy bring his heavy thing of cat litter to the front door.
God damn it,
Ted. No more dealing with that. Toilet paper. That automated cat box over there?
Yeah.
Amazon.
Yeah.
Got it on Amazon. The bike rack that those two bikes are on? Amazon.
They got it all, baby. Don't hold back. They even do groceries now.
It's true. You can buy food and other. You're paying too much for razor blades because those are fucking expensive. Mm-hmm. You're tired of dealing with it. Amazon.
Get on it, yeah. If you're
missing out,
you better get with it.
All right. So back to the story.
Good plug, Chris.
According to the founder of this adult preschool, there's show and tell, arts and crafts such as finger paint games like musical chairs, even naps.
Jeez. I hate to contradict your intro to the story, but I'm going to go ahead and pull out an old favorite and say this is not a thing.
Oh, but there are photos.
Just because it's a thing doesn't mean it's a thing.
I think they're trying to make it a thing.
It shouldn't be a thing.
Don't thing this, man.
Well, Michelle Joni, who's the founder, said, "I realized all the implications of what we learn in preschool."
Excuse me?
People come here to get in touch with their inner child. It's magical.
Because you can't...
I never actually went to preschool.
Let me just bullshit a reason to open this and make people pay me
She's not making people. They're volunteering for this.
Well, I mean, no, the paid cuddling thing was a much better idea.
Well, to be fair, the class runs. It's over soon. It runs through March. It meets only weekly. Joni was getting ready for the class when she spoke to ABC News.
Preschoolers make no progress.
ABC News?
Yeah. That's where this is from, Sam. This is on ABC.com.
Christiana, this is a thing.
ABCnews.com. There are six students in each class, each hoping to get something different out of the experience.
So this is a better operated preschool than about 90% of the preschools in the country or daycares.
Sure, and there's probably a lot less molestation going on.
Makes sense.
One person's here because they want to learn not to be so serious. Another's here to learn to be more confident, but some are just here to have fun.
Confident. You're a grown-up trying to pretend you're four. Confidence.
To be fair, though, Diana,
I'm confident of some things in the story.
Adult preschool, not unlike the New York City preschool for children, doesn't come cheap, but the payment for the class is on a sliding scale, ranging from $333 to $999.
Okay, here's the thing. This is why I want to just say fuck it and just become a life coach, because this is bullshit like this. Let's just bullshit a reason for this to become a thing.
There's people with money who will pay.
Exactly. They just proved my point. Yeah. They just have a stupid amount of money.
That's it. That's all. They just have a stupid amount
of
money.
They have nothing else to do.
She said, preschool is all about choice. I want the students to feel good about the choice they're making.
On a sliding scale, so they don't have to pay.
Well, no, it depends. It depends on how much. So if you make a certain amount, you pay $333, and if your income's a lot more, you pay almost
$1,000. You have a choice on how much you pay and how stupid you should feel. Well, it's not because I'm making fun of you.
Well, no. You don't have a choice in how much you pay. It's based on income.
You have a
finger
choice.
Paint at Here, home. Okay. As a matter of fact, if you have a significant other, you can finger paint on their naked body.
Hold on. Next week,
unless they're wearing sweatpants.
Next week.
Oh no!
Last week of class. There's a field trip. And then there's parent day, when students bring two adults of their choice to class.
Parent day. Up on
one woman, apparently to punish them, is actually bringing her parents.
Nate, just stop. I think you need to stop. Nate, it needs to stop. Stop it, Nate.
She said that,
Nate, stop.
We're almost to the end. While the planned activities are fun, it's often the spontaneous moments like her jumping off the mic that resonates with students. She says, it's the things you don't plan for, the sharing between friends and learning from and working off each other.
Just go get a fucking cup of coffee. That's what. Just share intimate moments over a cup of coffee and then everything's fine. Fuck it.
I'm looking at this photo and here's all these people need to do. They need to go and form an improv troupe. Because if they did that, they would solve all of their problems, and people would only make fun of them a little less than this. Except for the guy in the tiger coat. Fuck him.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
All right.
They have disposable income for this, you guys.
Oh, it's pretty bad.
That's
they're
right.
They're starving people, and they're going to finger paint with other idiots.
They act. We decide. Cool or tool.
All right. First up in cool or tool, porn. Diana.
Oh,
pornography.
Cool. I guess it's cool. I don't know. I think it's kind of tool. It's cool, I guess.
Well, pick one. We're not going to kill you.
I actually think it's tool.
Okay, that's fine. Christiana.
Most of the stuff right now, I'm going to say tool.
Sam.
I will follow in suit.
Porn's cool. Screw you guys. As long as everybody involved is doing it of their own free will,
right,
and they're not drugged up and everybody's having a good time, porn is fine.
Yeah.
And it's very cool. Up next in Cooler Tool, pussies. Pooping on a plane. Pooping on a plane. Christiana.
Cool. What are you going to do? Where are you else going to go? So you can't hold it. Better than in your seat. I mean, pooping in the bathroom.
That's true.
Tonight.
Sam?
Well, you painted it perfectly, Nate. It is thrilling to and wondrous to realize the velocity and altitude at which your poo's traveling
of your excrement. Yeah.
So absolutely cool. No.
Diana?
Here's the thing.
Yes?
It shouldn't matter because you shouldn't be able to tell if you took a one or a two. So, I mean, it's a natural body function, so it's cool.
Right.
But a normal human being would not be, the other people would not be able to tell if someone took a shit on a plane. So what happened was tool. That's a health concern.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, here's how you tell the difference. How long were they in there? That's
oh, versus one and two. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah,
I
one
guess.
One, you're in and out in about 30. I'll give you 30 to 45 seconds.
Oh, it takes me a while because I get like claustrophobic and like I try to maneuver and I get paranoid. It's a ritual.
And as a woman, if I was going pee, you know, and I had to sit down, uh-huh. I might as well whip out my phone, do a little Instagram surf, and yeah. I might just yeah, take my time while I'm sitting yeah. there. If I went through all the goddamn yeah. effort,
and so have a moment for you.
Yeah, I'll like I go know. Brush my teeth and wash my face too.
In the if it's plane?
A long, if it's a long flight, like when I would fly
that's
to Korea.
A bridge too far, my friend.
I think you've gone too far.
A bridge
it's
too
like
far.
A, going to Korea is like a really long flight. I don't like not brushing my teeth.
It's fair.
It is fair. With the non-potable water that
yeah,
they have in the sinks.
There's your problem. Yeah.
That's disgusting. You use your own water bottle and then you spit it out. I don't drink that water. That's gross. You all get right. your own
see,
water.
So you should have started with that. I think oh. it would have prevented a lot of
that's why you guys were looking at me weird.
Yeah, you're talking about yes. washing your face with the non-potable water. I'm like, no.
No, that's
no,
gross.
Or that's Ben. That's pink eye.
Yeah.
Pink eye wouldn't happen.
That's gross.
Pooping on a plane is cool as long as you don't stink everybody out. And right. finally, I think we know where this is going. Adult daycare. Sam?
Tool!
Oh, God. Wow. Dude, buddy, come on.
Sorry,
look
listeners.
Look at what you did. Look what you
yeah,
did.
Yeah, look at that waveform.
He's got a compressor modulator.
Yeah, it can't fix that.
Somebody's going to drive off the road with that
it,
shit.
It can't, it,
that
can't
was
fix
a hot
that.
Button issue. I apologize.
He can't fix that.
You can't fix that. That's like if I hit you in the balls with a hammer and crush your balls.
We
they're
can
not
edit
coming
this.
Back.
Let's cut that clip out. You'll have to edit
no,
that
I'm not going back and editing the clip out.
Fix it in post, man.
No, we're not fixing it in post.
Christiana, how about you?
Yeah. Adult daycare.
I can't even, you guys. Whatever. Tool.
Diana?
I stopped participating halfway through. I'm going to go with Tool.
Yeah, it's absolutely Tool. It's amazing, though. I saw that and I'm like, wow.
I'm going to, you know what? I'm bringing that shit to Sacramento. Fuck you guys. I'm going to put a sign. I'm going to put an ad out on Craigslist and be like, adult preschool.
Yeah,
it's
go
a
ahead.
sliding. What is a fee?
Yes, sliding scale based on income.
Yeah, watch this shit go down.
If
actually,
you start making money, I'm gonna jump in on that. Though.
I know.
I don't know that there's enough people with that much extra income that you could do that with in Sacramento, but maybe there are.
I think you'd be surprised how much people think they need something like that. Mm. That's the thing that bothered
is
me
it,
with these
is
people.
Is it cheaper than therapy? And that's really the question.
That's. Alcohol. I don't understand.
Alcohol.
Or have friends. Go make friends. Fuck.
They are making
that
friends.
That is the way to go with it.
Friends yeah. with similar interests. Like adult daycare.
I'm not, let's not. We're
no,
over
adult
the story.
Daycare is something entirely different.
It is. It's crazy. Hey, speaking of New York, this just in. Bus drivers unbuckle and brawl in a midtown street fight. That happened. Two hot-headed MTA bus drivers were busted last Friday after a midtown road rage squabble. In which one kicked the other in the head. Leonardo Pacheco cut off. Giuseppe Marinaro at about 6:10 p.m.
Their names are
Mario
fantastic.
Mario Luigi, what's going on?
Leonardo right. and Giuseppe got into a fight. sources say Giuseppe slammed on the brakes, hopped out of his bus, and started yelling at Leonardo, who left his bus and allegedly booted Marinaro in the head as their passengers looked on. Leonardo was charged with assault. Giuseppe was charged with obstructing governmental administration, which doesn't really seem like
governmental administration.
Yes. So this is why you don't take public transit, people, because it's not the
that's just one the of
driver,
several
reasons. The drivers are fucking crazy. Because right. I think you'd have to be at a certain point. That happened. If I had to watch that, I might go to adult daycare just to soothe my soul. I'm just saying.
Way to tie it back in.
Yeah, thanks. This came out. There's a lawsuit right now about California wines, especially the cheap stuff. So careful with what you're drinking, Diana.
Fuck.
According to the complaint, three independent laboratories tested the wines and found that some wines contained levels of arsenic up to 500% or more than of what is considered the maximum acceptable safe daily intake limit.
Not good.
Yeah, so basically just a glass or two of these arsenic-contaminated wines a day over time could result in dangerous arsenic toxicity to the consumer. There you can find the complete list of them. I looked at the list, and none of the wines I have are on it. So,
yay!
Good news.
A lot of white ones on the list. So.
Oh, I just got into, really got into Chardonnay. Oh,
So yeah, check the list. If you Google it, the list of
arsenic, alleged,
it's a lawsuit, so it's not necessarily a true thing. But if you're concerned about the wine in your pantry or the wine in your wine rack, you can go ahead and Google that up and look it up and see which ones are on there. So yeah, take a look at what wine you have. Funny thing at work today, because we're recording this a little better. Sam, you remember Sonia?
Of course,
Sonia, who we work with. Love Sonia. Sonia just finished having her lasagna for lunch. She got some nice organic lasagna from a local supermarket.
Yeah,
that rhymes with Paley's. And as soon as she finished her lasagna, she got a call from them saying that the products had been recalled.
Oh no!
Because of listeria concerns.
She already ate it.
That's a bad one.
Yeah, she had just eaten it.
What the fuck?
She had That's just a very eaten bad it. One. So, yeah, you gotta be careful. Organic, not always good for you.
Damn.
It's bad times. All right, so Snoop Dogg, mentioned this earlier, is developing a new HBO series, and it is about 80s Los Angeles. So I'm intrigued.
Sweet.
He is working with director Alan Hughes.
It wasn't that great.
From Menace to Society. The rapper announced last week at South by Southwest. It's really preliminary because the show has no name and no premiere date. From Vulture, the series is set in early 1980s L.A. It's going to follow a, quote, family whose seemingly idyllic life is turned upside down by the collision of their community and American politics. During the keynote, Snoop described the series as one that will show the Reaganomics effect on his community. Snoop, of course, grew up in Long Beach, so not far from where you did.
That's true. And he lives in Claremont now, which is not far from where I went to college.
Totally nabes.
During the same panel at South by Southwest, Snoop discussed being an early Tyler Perry adherent. From Rolling Stone, Snoop used the Madea director as an example of someone who could have benefited from Trapflix, his just-launched streaming service. He said, "I was shooting a movie called The Wash. It was one of my homegirls that brought a VCR tape to the trailer. She put the VCR tape on, and it was a church. It was like a church play, and it was funny, real funny. We were like, go get us another copy of that.
Go get us another copy."
Half a decade later, the guy behind it released his debut feature film, Diary of a Mad Black Woman. So
I cried in that movie.
I don't know if it's true
I
or
think
not.
I cried
but
too.
Don't know if it's true or not, but there you go. So yeah, I'm interested. I'll watch it. See what Snoop's up to.
No longer Snoop Lion.
No.
That was
no.
short, but I heard a lot of great reviews on that.
It. Hey, I bought the deluxe version with the extra tracks. I loved it.
Okay. So last Halloween, Julianne Hough dressed up as one of her favorite characters in the TV show from Orange is the New Black. Crazy Eyes in blackface.
Everybody's favorite.
Yeah. So she admits that doing that maybe wasn't a great idea. She said, "Ignorance is sometimes not bliss. It was all out of fun and respect for the character. I don't even know how to talk about it because it's such a sensitive topic. It makes me so sad to think that I was that dumb. I learned a big lesson." We don't really know how she reached adulthood without knowing that respect and blackface aren't usually put in the same area. But
no, by blackface, her face was black with the big red lips around it.
She
just wore makeup that looked like a black person's
skin. She wore darkening makeup.
Yeah, she wore
darkening
makeup.
I don't think that's a big deal. Well, as a matter of fact, I did that as Steve Urkel at a 90s party, and it was well-loved by all races at the party.
Well, it...
I think that's ridiculous.
She
received a little bit differently than you. No. She also talked about her ex, Ryan Seacrest, cutting her hair, growing up Mormon, and reciting power virtues. She had nothing to say about why anybody loves the movie that she made with Josh Duhamel called... I don't know what's going on with this whole thing. Anyway.
I do. I saw it.
How was it?
It was exactly like every other Nicholas Sparks movie.
Okay.
One girl, another girl, separated by time, beautiful, like Carolina Coast, and like a Miley Cyrus soundtrack, and somebody is going to die.
Yep.
Somebody's always going
cry.
To die. And
spoiler alert.
You will cry sweet, sweet tears of sadness.
Okay, this might sound really bad.
Okay.
Okay. Go for it.
I'm kind of worried how I'm wording this. I don't understand why this is a big deal.
You don't understand why going in blackface is a big deal?
Not in this
But again,
sense.
Blackface is not that. Blackface was back in when Bing Crosby and the other dudes painted their face legitimately black and had big red lips like that were bigger than their actual lips.
It was like,
and they
yeah.
talked different, and they intentionally
because
talked
they didn't
want to.
Yeah, it was well, more.
That was blackface. But this is not blackface.
You're talking minstrel show.
Uh huh.
You're talking
that's,
minstrel
that's blackface.
Show.
Well, this is someone dressing up like a character that they.
It's
enjoy.
Like a
if
little
if she
kid,
was to go
yeah.
white and say she's that character, then she's a racist bitch for not going full.
That's
black.
What I'm worried about. Also,
that's
like
bullshit.
For example, if they're like little kids and like, what if like. I don't know. I feel like it's just, I mean, I get it, but like with a character like that, they probably wouldn't really pick up on it. Like,
to be clear, I have no problem with it. I just know that if you're somebody famous, doing something like that is a
yeah.
bad idea.
I think,
you I think
have,
when you're in a place
yeah,
of
you're
fame,
famous,
you should be a little more
okay,
cautious
I guess
just
with
because
that,
we're in such a hypersensitive
I just
world.
Don't think that she should get as much shit as she's been got because she obviously her intention wasn't that.
I think the thing is she
bad.
Could have done it all. It, she just didn't shouldn't have put the makeup on.
Yeah, because
that's where you go off.
That's
the rails.
Where I think
the way she did her
I
hair
disagree.
And the jumpsuit.
Did she look like the character?
She there's no way she can in general. Just her yeah. face is just completely uh-huh. different.
Right.
Well, then if she didn't like have the makeup, then she wouldn't have even been anything close.
Well, she wasn't white. Anything close anyway.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Even with the hair, it just like with I don't know how
I
you
mean,
would
Sam,
do that.
Sam, you could get a mohawk mm-hmm. and a bunch of gold chains and paint your head black and yeah. go as Mr. T.
Mr. T.
But no one would go, oh, that's Mr. T. They would go, what the fuck are you doing?
No, that's not true. I think most people would say it's Mr. T.
I don't think that's a thing.
As a are you kidding? Someone wearing a tore up jean vest, 1,000 gold chain necklaces,
I
and
probably
would have
just been like, you're a bro. Yeah.
If I didn't paint my face black.
I would have thought you're a racist. So, never mind. Question's answered. Okay. Points
I also, I also had a
thank you.
I'm glad we worked our way around to that.
I also dressed up as Pancho Villa 1 year and had a Mexican lady pick out the perfect skin tone for me.
This is great.
And it was fantastic.
This is great.
Again, well loved.
My like great-great-something uncle rode with Pancho Villa. True story.
I don't know who that is. Okay. I just get that. I just love the fact that like Nate's example really just I was like, oh, I get it now. It's, even though it's not ill-intended, I guess it is kind of off. Like,
you know
yeah.
what's weird, you guys? I have this like total urge for Starbucks right now.
Oh. Dude, I've been
normal?
Craving Chipotle.
Oh,
you should have a discussion.
It.
No, are we having a good like?
Oh, is this hashtag race together?
Discussion about
race together. Yes.
Well, no one's making my coffee, so
yeah.
Hey, Sam has to leave us now.
I have to leave.
Wait, come leave. Late, leave early.
Yeah, it's yeah. one of those days.
Well,
sounds like a typical
still,
dude. Dropping
there's still by. Cousins and all that, and aunts and uncles and all this, and my grandma. The 80th celebration hasn't stopped, is what's happening.
Oh, it's a week long party.
I have to get going.
It's a week long celebration. Yeah. That's cool, man. Yeah. Drive safe.
Love you guys. Bye.
Yeah, well, I didn't want you to sudden. I wasn't going to say. I had to address it because I can't just suddenly have you not here. Because it would be really fucking
weird.
Yeah. All of a sudden, Sam got really quiet. Apparently, he was really thinking about those racist costumes he was wearing. All right, man. I'll see you
they
next week.
They killed me, guys. All right, bye.
Bye. All right. So turn him off. It's time for Florida Corner anyway, so that's a good time for him to leave.
He's missing out.
Yeah, it's true. Headline, Florida woman grabs rapper's dreadlocks, hits him in face with tricycle.
How strong what? Are you to fucking pick up a tricycle? That sounds like meth shit.
Like a plastic, like big wheel, or like a metal, like a full on bike.
Well, let's go into it. An argument over sex turned ugly when a Florida woman grabbed her rapper lover's dreadlocks and smashed him in the face with a tricycle.
Seems excessive.
Clinda Josephat, who's 20, was doing her child's father's hair. As he sat spitting lyrics in a Fort Pierce on January 19th, that's when the conversation turned to their love life and unborn child. The man, who's not been named, revealed he was, quote, getting it elsewhere because Josephat wasn't being intimate with him.
Great Jehoshaphat.
She replied that she couldn't have sex on doctor's orders. So the amateur lyricist said that he didn't want to be in her life, but he did want to be in his child's life. Now, it's unclear whether he was talking about the existing infant or a future arrival. Josephat allegedly, quote, kept twisting his dreads tighter and tighter. That's according to the affidavit. Then she is accused of biting him and hitting him with a tricycle. The police report revealed that her victim had, quote, welts on his head from the hair pulling and a bite mark on the back. She was arrested on a battery charge. You know what? Normally I don't do this because violence is wrong. I think this guy deserved a tricycle to the face.
Yeah, sometimes you do.
Sometimes you just deserve a tricycle
to the face.
All right. So this also happened in Florida. A Fort Walton Beach man was charged with possession of a firearm, possession of a controlled substance, and fleeing an eluding officer after a routine traffic stop. Ernest Powell was stopped driving on Hollywood Boulevard around midnight when a Fort Walton Beach police officer noticed his expired tags. Not really a big deal, but according to the arrest report, Powell, who's a convicted felon, stopped his car, and after the officer turned on his lights, but then took off when the officer came out to approach his vehicle. Then Powell ran multiple stop signs, sped through residential neighborhoods, eventually stopped at the intersection, and fled on foot for about 100 yards, where officers found him burying a hoodie in a mound of sand.
It's not suspicious at all.
The hoodie was retrieved and contained almost a gram of crack cocaine, multiple unknown pills, and a 9mm loaded pistol. Officers also found 7.8 grams of marijuana in his front pants pocket. So, all no-nos for convicted felons. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Womp, 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 womp.
You know, this drives me nuts. We have a 104-year-old lady. Every time somebody old has a birthday, people roll out and go, "What's the secret to living a long life?"
Not dying.
It really is, and good genetics also plays a role in it. This lady says it's a magical beverage that only one doctor has been able to keep her alive and healthy.
Well, at 103, I didn't think I'd make it, and it's still perking along.
At 104 years old, Elizabeth Sullivan says she doesn't need the advice of real doctors, so she keeps another doctor close by.
People try to give me coffee for breakfast. Well, I'd rather have a Dr. Pepper.
She fell in love with the soft drink's trademark 23 flavors when she was in her 60s.
I started drinking my bath
so recently.
40 years ago, three a day, and every doctor that sees me says it'll kill you, but they die and I don't, so... they must be a mistake somewhere.
Today, for her birthday, she's getting a very big surprise.
We brought you a beautiful cake shaped like a Dr. Pepper can.
Watch that be the thing to kill her.
The cake.
The diabetes.
Looky here. There's more in bottles, no doubt. How are you doing, ma'am?
I'm doing fine.
Let me come to you. You stay right there.
When you live to be 104 and still can talk to nice people, you deserve some Dr. Peppers, but I never expect you.
She crying? Basket
straight from. Look, he brought her like four Dr. cases of Dr. Pepper.
That's adorable.
Just go to Costco.
Nobody's gonna believe.
She's 104.
I should stop being an asshole.
She's well known in the community. She taught math at Pascal High School for 15 years and tutored football players for free. But today, she's thinking more about what and who she's thankful for.
Well, I'm feeling good. I'm glad I'm still here. And I'm glad I'm not in a rest home where, you know, I'm glad I can read books and watch TV and have people come by to say hello.
They can do that at the rest home, Elizabeth. Mm-hmm. They allow people to come by and say hello. You can read books and watch TV. So, 104 years old. Secret to a long, happy life.
I'm kind of worried that's what's going to happen to me.
That you're going to just exist on Dr. Pepper?
No, that I'm going to live past, like, 70.
That's a worry.
What?
I hope I live past 70.
I know my body's going to crap out
by
then.
I know, you're so close to it.
I did not. Well, yeah, I didn't realize you're at 45. I thought you were like 35.
Hang in there, Nate. Hang in there.
Well, thankfully, I'm a man, so it does make a difference.
Wait, what about should
one.
We get him Dr. Pepper for his birthday?
Probably. Just
or no,
safe.
You start drinking that at 60, right? So next year.
actually have some Dr. Slut. Pepper in my refrigerator.
I'm so funny.
It's hilarious.
Oh, Christiana brings it out of me.
It's whatever.
that's the real joke. Just kidding.
Sam left, so it's an uneven number. You're like, we can gang up on him.
Oh.
Gang up on him now. Yeah, it's fine. Because no one actually believes it. So it's one of those. It's really funny when I have to actually pull out my driver's license and prove it to people. They're like, no. I'm like, yes, here.
What Cruz. Year were you born? I'm trying to do the math right now.
1970. 1970.
So you're a hippie baby.
My parents are about as far from hippies as you can get.
I figure you're even more.
My parents are not hippies. My dad has had a crew cut of sorts ever since he was a child. So, yeah, not hippies.
That totally explains Nate.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah.
I think we should get the small town news before I start getting really mean.
Too late. Too late. Well, with Sam gone, it's... Sam's gone, but we still have this.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
All right, it's time for Speak Out in Small Town News, because when you don't have anything going on, you write to the paper and complain. Hey, opting out of exams will give your school a failing grade with the state ed department. That means more mandates will be put on your school to bring it up to standard with no financial help from the state. That means cuts to fund the mandates, sports, teachers, programs. Just sort of a lesson there, not really a complaint. Hey, the debate to encourage restaurants with outdoor parking spots blocked off for seating to serve Sundays shows where the leaders' minds are. Deciding they want another high-priced restaurant open for their brunch visits?
No brunch.
Yeah. How about something to benefit the low-wage workers that don't have the luxury of caring about what nice place to eat at and talk city politics?
Well, it's not like they can go to preschool, adult preschool.
This is a very different part of New York, by the way. this is from March 11th, so come on, people. Next week will be St. Patrick's Day. And we're still seeing Christmas displays? Churches in Rouse's Point in Plattsburgh still have nativity scenes up. Actually, no excuse for that. Store still has fully lit Christmas trees up. No, there's still a ton of snow, but Christmas was 3 months ago. Time for displays.
Yeah.
You know what? Happiness is knowing my country is the best. Really smart people are running the country. You can tell because they are spying on everyone and blowing up people around the world to keep me safe and free. My new vocabulary word for tomorrow is propaganda. That would be the liberal smartass in town. The rush job to bow to the police in an editorial immediately after a bank job bust, you'd think they solved world peace. How about for the budget they get, we expect the return on all armed robberies? I recall a few big ones that left them scratching their head. What's their average?
Right.
What's your average, police?
I just think it's so funny how intense they get.
Listen, you get angry about things when you live in a small town and it's cold. Hey, it's interesting that society punishes with poverty and inactivity. We live in a society where those who have no chance simply because of wrongdoing cannot get reconciliation. Yet people complain they cannot be productive citizens in the community and give back. I have no idea what that means. It's very confusing. Hey, I travel from Albany to Plattsburgh for my job several days during the week. That's 150 miles here to Reading and back. I don't know why the state corrections vehicles are traveling at high rates of speed during nighttime hours. Doesn't anybody watch them? No, and because there's nobody else on the road. Here's your answer. Hey, to the person complaining about the coach throwing his clipboard, I'm glad he's being tough on the kids. I pay too much in taxes for them to be coddled. While he's at it, he should have them shovel the snow for the elderly. Learn some respect. Honestly, I'm sick and tired of opening my paper every morning and seeing another fire in the North Country. Can we please go one day without the building going up in flames?
Come on, North Country. Get your shit together.
Turn off the stove and stamp out that cigarette. We should be ashamed. I like this one. Every day I get in my car and everything looks lower. Not because I'm a Debbie Downer. Kids keep letting the air out of my Civic's tires. Maybe this is some new kind of prank or game, but I'm near fed up. This wouldn't happen if kids had more Jesus. And I think we're going to end on that one because I don't know how you can argue that. Would they keep letting air out of tires if kids had more Jesus? Diana, more Jesus?
You know, you're asking the wrong person.
Well, I'm asking the person sitting on the couch. Mm. You're on the show. Christiana, what do you think? Your people are very religious.
People are very religious. People are so many things. It's hard to narrow it down.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason I am the way I am is because I don't have Jesus in my life, according to like everybody. So I don't know how to answer that question.
You have to get Jesus and find out.
Yeah, sure. Let me go get Jesus. We're gonna go talk over a cup of coffee. And
Jesus
then
hangs out in prisons. I know that. hear a lot about him. Locker rooms is another place Jesus hangs out. A lot of talking to Jesus there. Or you could just check out a church if you really wanted to find Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Well, I mean, you might have to turn in early on a Saturday and not go hungover, but
there's some churches that are down with that.
Being hungover?
Why not?
My friends, they used to go to church, and like one time they got really fucked up and they were throwing up at church, and I was like, "That I'm pretty sure that's not what God intended.
That is not okay."
That's what I said. Like, I'm not religious at all, but I'm pretty sure that's wrong.
Unless you go to a certain type of church and you yell, "Out demons!" and you throw up.
Oh, that would be a better save. I should tell anyone. That's okay. That's what the tip for the show is. If you're going to go to church and you're hungover, yell that first, then throw up. And so you're in the clear.
Yeah, if you're going to boot, yell out demons first and then go ahead and do it. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of The Nate Darling Show. Thank you, Christiana, for sitting in this week.
Yay. You're welcome. It was nice to be back.
It was wonderful having you back.
Good chat, team.
In our in the humble abode.
In the chair, but it's fine.
Diana, thank you. Thanks for putting out an A effort. I'd give you an A for effort, but you really didn't earn it, so I'm going to give you a C+ for effort.
See, that was at least a B-.
You started at about an A-, but at this point, you're like on...
Is it the way that I'm like basically laid down on the couch right now? I'm like laying down. I'm like sleeping.
At this point, my cat, Hef, here is almost as big a part of the show. Just saying.
Well, the articles were so... That was so dumb. The fucking preschool thing. I just tapped out.
Well, I mean, that's the whole point. The whole point of this show is to highlight absurdity and silliness in the world.
It was on ABC. If it was on Jezebel or something, I think I'd have been more okay with it.
That's what ABC News is doing, folks. All right. Well, for Sam, who had to leave early, and Christiana, who sat in, and... Diana, I'm Nate.
Just for everybody, being you.
Everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you next week. New Well Hung podcast on Monday. Enjoy Fallout Boy or something. Whatever. There's not much of it left.